Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
This hairstyle is called the exotic miss. Do you think I look exotic?
What does exotic mean?
It means alluring, exciting, a woman of the world.
Maybe I should fix my hair like that. And I'd be a woman of the world, too.
You would look silly on you, Cindy. You're still a child.
Not either.
Yeah, I know, Jerry. I think you're real groovy, but I already promised I'd go to the school dance with Doug Williams. Sorry, but he asked first. A soda tomorrow? I have to check my schedule. Hold on. Yeah, I think I can make it. Okay, see you tomorrow at school. Bye.
Boy, a dance and a soda on the same week.
It's no big deal.
Maybe I'll ask some boy to call me.
Cindy, you don't ask a boy to call you. You get them to call you.
How?
By being mature, playing it cool.
I'm cool, but no boy ever calls me for a soda.
But you're not even 10 years old.
Yeah, but I still get thirsty.
Children don't go out on dates, and you're just a baby.
Baby! Why did I have to be born so young? An older woman.
Oh, pardon me, madam. We were looking for our little daughter, Cindy, about so high.
And she has two lovely blonde ponytails.
That Cindy doesn't live here anymore. I'm growing up and mature now.
Oh, well, I think maybe. Yes, listen, I think you better get out of those shoes before you fall and break your neck, huh?
Sweetheart, could I borrow this dress? I was going to wear it to a party tonight.
I was feeling all grown up. I'll just be a little girl again.
Whoa. Well, what's so wrong with being a little girl, huh?
Everything. When you got two older sisters.
But, Cindy, you've always had two older sisters.
Yes, but now boys take them places, like dances and football games and the pizza place.
Cindy, you'll go all of those places when you get a little older.
Don't be in such a hurry, honey. Why, this should be the happiest time of your life.
Why am I so miserable?
I'll tell you why you're miserable, because you're trying to act your sister's age instead of your own.
Why, in just a few short years, you're going to be a teenager, too.
I want to be a teenager now.
Sugar, could I have the shoes, too? They go with the dress.
Gotta get a new mirror. One that lies a little. Oh, hi, honey. Come on in. It's me, in case you didn't recognize me.
Alice? Mom and Dad are at the party. Can I talk to you?
Oh, you bet, honey. What's the trouble?
Everybody in this house treats me like a baby, and I want to be older.
Well, that's life for you. You want to be older, I want to be younger. You think you got a tough job, try mine for a while. Wow.
I fixed my hair like Jan. I wore high heels and everything. But everybody still thinks I'm little Cindy.
You know what your real problem is, honey? You can't fight Mother Nature. It's a losing battle. Believe me, I know. I've blown enough money on ammunition. Look what I have to go through every night before I go to bed. Now, cold cream on my forehead, and then wrinkle cream on my neck, and some genuine, imported European mud for any of the spots that I miss in between. And then, just to make sure that my double chin doesn't go triple, I have to sleep with my head in a hammock. Trick or treat.
Gee, Alice, you do have a tougher job than me.
Yeah.
Dad?
Yes, honey?
Could you help me with this word?
Well, let's see. Where? Idiosyncrasy? Well, that means peculiarity or something odd in the way a person behaves.
What's a word like that doing in a kid's book?
I happen to be reading A Farewell to Arms by Ernest Hemingway.
She is reading Hemingway.
Don't you think that's a little old for you?
Marcia's reading it. If it's not too old for her, it's not too old for me.
Cindy, why don't you stick to Alice in Wonderland, The Wizard of Oz?
Those are children's books.
Why is she mad at me?
Oh, I don't think she is. She's just upset because she's not as old as her sisters are, you know. They have dates and they go places and she feels left out.
I really didn't mean to kid about The Wizard of Oz.
That's okay.
Say, Cindy, I was thinking, there's a track meet tomorrow afternoon. Would you like to go see it with me?
Thanks, but it's no fun for a girl to go out with her own brother.
Hey, Cindy, I'm going on a hike tomorrow. You want to come along?
Pete. Cindy doesn't date her own brothers.
Oh. Okay.
I'll get it, Mom. Hello? No, Marcia's out. Can I take the message? I got it. You're Doug Williams, and you're calling about the school dance. Say. Say, by the way, Doug, I'm Marcia's sister, Cynthia. And I was thinking, if you have a friend, maybe we could double date. I know I sound young, but I'm very old for my age. I think that I'll tell her when she comes in. Bye.
Do you remember what your father and I told you about acting your age, Cynthia?
But it's such a dumb age. Why can't I have skipped from 8 right to 15?
Cindy, there's something for you. Package for Miss Cindy Brady.
Package for me?
Well, it's a sort of a package. It's addressed to you, and I found it in the mailbox.
Bar. It's wrapped up in a note.
What's it say?
Alice, you won't believe it!
Try me.
It says, you don't know me, but I sure dig you. Signed, your secret admirer.
Secret admirer? How about that?
I wonder who he could be.
Well, whoever he is, he must think a lot of you. He blew 10 cents on a candy bar.
I wonder who. Who cares who? I got a secret admirer.
Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, Mike, you shouldn't have.
I didn't. They're for Cindy, with a note signed, from your secret admirer.
Where'd you find him?
On the front steps.
Well, I wonder who the mystery boy is.
I don't know, but his taste in girls is better than his taste in flowers.
Hey, Greg! Greg, I found the hair ribbon at the back door.
A hair ribbon?
Yeah, and this note. To Cindy, from your secret admirer.
He gives her a present every day. He's sure putting a dent in his piggy bank.
Hey, Cindy, you got another you-know-what from you-know-who. Cindy! Hey, Cindy! Cindy!
Hey, Herb, will you please stop yelling? Cindy isn't even home yet.
Huh. Oh, look what she got. I found it right outside the door.
Ooh, the secret admirer strikes again.
And boy, did he strike hard. Look at that.
Ooh.
If it's real, it's worth a fortune.
I don't think it's real, Peter. But I do think it's an engagement ring.
Wow! Cindy's engaged, and we don't even know who he is.
Another note for you, Cindy.
Here.
Ooh. He doesn't miss a day.
He's really flipped over you. What's he say this time?
Come on, read it.
I am reading it.
What do you mean to us?
This is personal, between my secret admirer and me.
Well, pardon us.
When I think of your face and your awful cute dimples, from head to toe, I get goose pimples.
I'm expecting a call. It could be for me, too.
Hello? No, this is Marcia. Oh, just a minute, please.
Told you it was for me.
It's not for you either. Cindy, phone call.
It's a boy. Maybe it's her secret admirer.
Hello? Yes, this is Cindy. Who? Oh, wow, at last we're talking face to face. Huh? I got your flowers, the candy, and the big diamond rings. I like them all, but I think I like the candy the best.
I called because I wanted to hear your voice. And you know something? It's as pretty as you are.
You sound pretty, too. When can I see you in person?
Well, I'm kind of real busy. The only time I could see you is at 3 o'clock tomorrow. And you can't because you have your ballet lesson.
How do you know?
How? That's when my sister takes ballet. So I figured you might, too.
Hey, you know what? My ballet teacher is sick. So come over to my house tomorrow at 3. Bye. Secret admirer. Hello, hello?
Hello?
All that trouble I went to just to get myself in trouble.
Dear Cindy, I can't meet you tomorrow because I'm moving to Europe. You'll always be the grooviest. Signed, your secret admirer.
Thank you. like a door slam. What are you doing outside at this hour?
Walking in my sleep.
You always go walking in your sleep in your bathrobe and your slippers?
Maybe I was dreaming it was cold outside.
What's that? Huh? Come on. Let's see. Hand it over. Is that you? Upstairs, secret admirer.
All I wanted to do was make Cindy feel more grown up like Marcia and Jan.
Well, we know you meant well, Bob.
But giving Cindy an imaginary boyfriend was only building her up for a big letdown.
Sure, she had to find out the truth sometime.
I guess you're right. What are we gonna do?
We aren't gonna do anything. You are.
You are going to tell Cindy the truth first thing in the morning.
Could I write it on a note and leave it under her door?
Hey, come on, Bobby. We better get down for breakfast.
I'll be there in a minute. Okay, but I might eat some of your pancakes.
I'll split them with you.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
Well, if you gotta do something that you really don't want to do, how do you do it?
Oh, well, if you gotta do it quick. Get it over with.
Yeah, quick. You know, like when you take medicine in one big gulp. Blech!
What do you gotta do?
Oh, something. Blech.
Well, good luck.
You must be excited, Cindy. Today's a big day. I bet you can't wait to meet your secret admirer. I hope he's taller than me. Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
Cindy, can I talk to you for a minute?
Okay, but don't make me late.
I won't. I'll make it short. You know those notes and things you got from your secret admirer?
Yeah.
Well, I write poems, too.
Not as good as his.
Well, you know the phone call you got?
Yeah.
Well, didn't his voice sound kind of like mine?
Oh, no. He's a much older man. He's at least 13.
Well, I've got something to tell you.
What?
I guess it can wait.
Okay.
I've been looking all over for you.
What for?
I figured you might want to do some swapping.
Sure.
Come on.
What do you got?
Well, I hate to give it up, but what'll you give me for this rabbit's foot?
I'll give you this pencil sharpener.
It's a deal. Look what I've got.
Wow, a real Kennedy half dollar. What do you want for it?
Are you kidding? It's too valuable to swap.
Ah, come on. I'd give almost anything for it.
Would you do almost anything for it?
Like what?
Hi, I'm Tommy Jameson. I have a date with Cindy.
Oh, so you're the mystery man.
Well, come right in, Tommy.
She doesn't know who I am, but it's me.
Well, you're a very fine-looking young you. I'll just let her know you're here. Cindy! There's someone here to see you. Well, just sit down and make yourself at home, Tommy.
At last,
just I had the pleasure of making your acquaintance.
Hi.
Look, I'm wearing your ribbon.
My ribbon? Oh, yeah. My ribbon.
Let's step outside. Breath of fresh air would be nice, wouldn't it? Alice, I think that we might want some refreshments later.
Oh, of course. I'll start working on that right now.
Oh, would you please put these in water?
Right away.
Thank you. This is where I used to play when I was a little girl.
Want to have a swing contest?
Swings are for children. I think Ernest Hemingway is very interesting. Don't you?
Does he go to our school?
Of course not.
He's a famous writer.
Hey, that's a neat teeter-totter.
I've outgrown teeter-totters.
How about climbing a tree?
That isn't very mature either.
Well, it's been nice meeting you. Bye.
Hey, wait, Tommy. Don't you like me?
You're too grown up for me.
I'm not really grown up. I was just pretending for a date. See? This is the way my hair really looks.
Hey, that's me.
I like to climb trees. I like to swing and play on the teeter-totter.
You do?
Uh-huh. Oh, and I even collect lizards.
Lizards? I collect them, too.
Do?
Yeah. I never thought I'd meet a girl who likes lizards.
I love them.
So do I. Gee, this is the best date I've ever had.
Me, too.
It's also the only one I've ever had.
Refreshment time.
Hey, look, banana splits.
I love banana splits almost as much as lizards.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to settle for bananas. I'm not serving lizard splits.
Oh, Alice, you should have seen the store. I just couldn't believe the crowds.
I couldn't believe the price tags.
That boy out there was Cindy.
Oh, that's Tommy Jameson, Cindy's date.
Date?
Yes, her secret admirer.
But that can't be her secret admirer. Bobby was supposed to...
Where is Bobby?
Well, he's in there.
Bobby! Would you care to explain what's going on out there?
You were supposed to have a talk with Cindy this morning.
Well, I got a better idea. I gave Tommy Jameson my Kennedy half dollar to be Cindy's secret admirer.
You mean you bribed a boy to be Cindy's date?
Well, it only cost 50 cents.
What do you want?
I want to give you back your Kennedy half dollar.
Oh, no. You made a deal. You got to stick with it.
I will. I mean, you don't have to pay me to play with Cindy. She's real neat. Or a girl, I mean.
Isn't that great? Didn't cost me anything.
Well, hang on, because this incident isn't quite closed yet, you know.
Well, before you say anything, just remember, it's a happy ending.
For him, maybe. For you, we're not so sure.
Alice?
Yes?
The lizard Tommy gave me got out of his box. Have you seen him?
Yes, I have. He's over there.